and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, when you hear the word goo-goo, what comes to your mind? I think of the idea of communicating with a newborn baby. Goo, 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 goo. However, if you are crazy about Hollywood stars, and if you were here for yesterday's lesson, then you think of the actress Gugu Mbatha-Raw. Yes, we are continuing a lesson called Her Own Voice, Gugu Mbatha-Raw. Today we'll learn about how she is not restricted by gender and not burdened by importance. What does our author mean by these phrases? I think that we should find out. Let's get going. Her Own Voice, Gugu Mbatha-Raw. Not restricted by gender. Other significant roles that Mbatha-Raw has played demonstrate a desire to speak for the women in her industry. In the 2014 film Beyond the Lights, she portrays a burned-out pop star who finds redemption after attempting suicide. This and other central roles in recent films have defined her desire as an actress. I want to be involved in more work that presents women not just as strong women, but as real, multidimensional women.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 redemption, 这个不可数名词。RE 这个字首是指再一次，所以 redemption 是指赎回或救赎。例如 the once bad boy found his redemption after he almost died in a car accident. 这位曾经是个浪子的家伙，因为从车祸中死里逃生而重新做人。Redemption 也指偿还。例如 the bank has a surcharge for the early redemption of the loan.如果提早付清这个贷款，银行会有额外的收费。它的动词是 redeem, R-E-D-E-E-M. 例如 Chris redeemed his guitar from the pawn shop as soon as he got his paycheck. Chris 一领到薪水就去当铺把吉他给赎回来。接着我们看的是 multidimensional 这个形容词 M-U-L-T-I 这个字首是指多的 dimension 是指层面，所以 multidimensional 是指多方面的或者是有众多特点的。例如 The entertainer possesses multidimensional talents. She can sing, act, and dance. 这位艺人有多方面的才华，他会唱歌、演戏，还会跳舞。或者是 There are multidimensional approaches to solving the problem of inner city crime. 要解决市中心贫民区的犯罪问题，有很多种做法。
Thank you, Michelle. All right, friends, we are continuing with our cover lesson right now, all about Gugu Mbatha-Raw. Yesterday, we learned how she was not restricted by age or by race. Here we read, not restricted by gender. And in case you haven't picked up on this yet, yes, every section kind of means the same thing, okay? We learned the words not limited by or bound by. Here we see not restricted by something.
And we read, other significant roles that Mbatha-Raw has played demonstrate a desire to speak for the women in her industry. And of course, if she's speaking for the women, that really just means that she's saying stuff to stand up for the women that are around her.
That's right, because not everybody has a platform to express themselves like perhaps Gugu does.But we continue on here. In the 2014 film Beyond the Lights, she portrays a burned-out pop star who finds redemption after attempting suicide. And we want to talk about three things from this sentence. First of all, this word, burned out. Man, do you ever just feel burned out? You've put a lot of energy into something, physical energy as well as emotional and mental energy. Now you're at the point...where you have no more. You're burned out.
For example, you could say Miranda is a great example of a burned out actress. Hmm. She'd been doing a lot of acting. She'd gone on tours around the world. And now she wants absolutely nothing to do with acting. She is burned out and just wants a break.
Oh, that's kind of sad to hear about people in that kind of situation, because they used to be passionate about something, but then they do it so much, or other people expect them to do so many things, that they just get burned out. Well, we see some other things here. There's a burned out pop star who finds redemption after attempting suicide. If you find redemption, that means you are free, or you find freedom from what is harming you. Or it could mean that your life has changed for the better.
And this reminds me of the story of David Wilkerson. What? Do you know David Wilkerson?
No.
Oh, I love the story of David Wilkerson.
Do share.
He used to be part of a gang in New York. And, does this ring a bell?
Yeah, I think The Cross and the Switchblade.
Yes, The Cross and the Switchblade, exactly.
Was written by him, right?
Yes, that's right. Anyway, he was part of a gang in New York many, many years ago. And then he actually finds redemption after he didn't actually attempt suicide, but he was involved in a lot of like drugs and hurting other people.
Sure, and that's what happens with a lot of people. They're not only hurting themselves, but other people, and then something happens, changes their life. They've found redemption. A lot of people use this phrase to talk about their lives that have been changed. But there's another phrase here, and Rebecca just mentioned it, and that is to attempt suicide. Now, we wanted to bring this up, not because it's a happy subject, it's not, but because often I hear people talking about committing suicide or attempting suicide. They use the word suicide in the same way here, but actually it's different in Chinese than it is in English. In Chinese, you might say 自杀, but that doesn't mean the person succeeded. In English, suicide, if someone commits suicide, it means they succeeded in killing themselves.
For example, many, many years ago, I actually had a friend from college, and she sent me a Facebook message telling me that she had attempted suicide by taking drugs. And she obviously she didn't kill herself because she was communicating with me. But it's really cool because now, many, many, many years later, she's doing great. She's married now and she has a family. So I'd say that she also found redemption.
That is really cool. And those stories are awesome. So friends, I know you just saw the word to attempt suicide. Remember the difference there, okay? If someone has tried to kill themselves but they didn't succeed, you can say they attempted suicide. If they did succeed, you would use the word commit. They committed suicide. Now let's move on to the next sentence here, something happier, hopefully. This and other central roles in recent films have defined her desire as an actress. And what is this desire?
The desire to be an... Oh, it says right here, I want to be involved in more work that presents women, not just as strong, but as real, multi-dimensional women.
Wow. And I think this is really cool. Because I know with the feminist movement, people want to just portray women as strong, but she goes deeper than that. She wants to portray the multi-dimensional aspects of women. Everyone is multidimensional. There are many aspects to each of us, right? We're affected by career, by family, by our dreams, by our disappointments, by fear. These are all things that make us multidimensional people.
So of course, people can be multidimensional, but can other things be multidimensional as well? Like work environments or actually, I feel like everything has multiple dimensions to it, really.
Well, yeah, a lot of things are multidimensional, right? You just have to go beneath the surface and find out more about something. And then you can develop a good relationship with that thing and start to understand it better, right? Well, speaking of which, I think drama allows people to explore those dimensions.
Speaking of drama, let's learn more about drama in the
InfoCloud.
Friends, today on InfoCloud, we are talking about drama and how to avoid it.
Carolyn, I thought you studied theater. Don't you love drama?
Well, yes, Ken, I do. I love the theater and I love a good drama or a dramatic story, movie, or show, but I'm talking about a different kind of drama. Drama between friends or coworkers.
Oh, you mean when people have disagreements that cause them to be upset?
Yes. We sometimes refer to that as drama, especially if it ends up involving other people.
Drama can cause real problems, especially if it ends up getting other people sucked in. That is, getting others involved even though they weren't part of the problem.
Right. I remember something that happened at school. I had a friend who broke up with her boyfriend and then started dating his best friend about a month later.
Now that sounds like drama. Not only is it an uncomfortable situation, but everyone who knew them must have had strong feelings about it.
That's right, Ken. A lot of people felt like they had to decide whose side to be on. Hers, her ex-boyfriend's, or his best friend's. It was messy.
Well, that's why it's better not to get involved in personal drama if you can.
That's right, Ken, and I learned the lesson from that. We should listen to each other's problems, but we don't have to make other people's problems our own.
Drama 这个字是戏剧的意思。He studied drama in college. 他在大学主修戏剧。但 drama 还有一个比较口语的用法，就是戏剧性的情境或事件。一个女生跟她的男朋友分手，过了没多久，大家发现她跟前男友的好朋友在交往，这就是 drama。虽然不是在电视或舞台上演出，但这件事充满了 drama 戏剧性。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about Gugu Mbatha-Raw. And yes, we know that she is very good at playing stars in dramatic movies. And we learned that she does not just want to portray women as strong, but as multidimensional people, which of course they are. Well, does she like to play in dramas only, or does she also like to play in comedies and other types of movies? Which is her favorite type of character to play? I think we're going to learn a little bit about this next. Her own voice, Gugu Mbatha-Raw. Not burdened by importance. Perhaps equally important is Mbatha-Raw's understanding that not all her films need to be serious dramas with social themes. I love tragedy, but you can't do it all the time. It's way too draining. This healthy attitude has resulted in parts such as Plumette, Beauty and the Beast's Feather Duster. She is also scheduled to be in two sci-fi films, an adaptation of the classic novel A Wrinkle in Time, and the J.J. Abrams-produced God Particle. Based on her success so far, it seems that Mbatha-Raw should simply stay true to herself to reach even greater heights.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 adaptation 这个名词 ,apt 这个字根有改变的意思。所以 adaptation 是指书、电影或剧本的改编。所以它的重音是在第三个音节念成 adaptation。例如 ,the 2005 film adaptation of the novel Pride and Prejudice was a great hit. 小说傲慢与偏见的2005的电影版本非常的卖座。adaptation 也指适应。例如 children's adaptation to a new environment is not as fast as that of adults. 小孩对于新环境的适应不如成人们快速。它的动词是 adapt, A-D-A-P-T. 例如 it took the screenwriter years to adapt this novel for the screen. 这位编剧花了几年的时间才把这部小说改编成电影。最后我们看 particle 这个名词。PART 这个字根是指部分，所以 particle 是指微粒或粒子。例如 ,all atoms are composed of particles, 所有的原子都是粒子组成的。或者是 I could see dust particles floating in the air as I was sweeping the floor. 我在扫地的时候看到空气中漂浮着灰尘的微粒。Particle 也指极少量的。例如 ,there's not even the slightest particle of truth in this common statement. 这个骗子所说的话里面毫无一丝事实。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. All right, let's learn with our last section here called Not Burdened by Importance. Okay, so she's not restricted by gender. She's not burdened by importance. Now that phrase to be burdened by something, well, something that causes you a lot of worry in life will burden your life, right? Or maybe something that really drives your life is something that also gives you a burden, right? So she's not burdened by importance.
For example, Kathy is burdened by the desire to help meet everyone's needs. Now, I would say this is not the best burden to have because obviously we can't meet everybody's needs, right?
Yeah, you can't please everybody.
Mm-mm.
I would say that Kathy, from your example, maybe she has a hero complex or a savior complex. She wants to save everybody or help everybody.
And that is impossible.
But Rebecca, I think a lot of people have that kind of burden, right?
Right.
But like you said, it's not healthy.
It's not, and it's learning. You have to learn how to let it go and realize you can't save everybody.
Let it go.
But, yes, let it go. But we learned that Gugu is not burdened by importance. Perhaps equally important is Mbatha-Raw's understanding that not all her films need to be serious dramas.With social themes.
Okay, so we got from the first section of our lesson today that she is really good at acting in serious dramas. But she doesn't just want to do serious dramas. She enjoys performing lots of different roles. And we see this phrase, equally important. Okay, this means as important as. Okay, so perhaps as important as Mbatha-Raw's understanding is thatShe doesn't want to just be in serious dramas with social themes.
So, for example, it's definitely very important to be on time for work. That is important. But equally important, it's good to have a positive attitude.
Yes, that's very good. Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me. If you're on time for work, but you have a bad attitude about it and you really don't want to be there...
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, what's the point?
That's true. That reminds me, you know, it's very important to do your best in your studies, but it's equally important to enjoy what you're learning, or at least to try to enjoy what you're learning. Nice, Rebecca. Okay, well, let's move on here. I love tragedy, she says, but you can't do it all the time. It's way too draining. And if something is draining, well, I think of a drain, okay? In your bathroom, you have a drain, right?And the water goes down into the drain until there's no more water. Well, think of your life as something that can hold emotions and everything else. And if you're drained, if something is draining, that means all the energy is going out somewhere, somehow.
Well, let me tell you something else that's extremely draining, is to listen to someone constantly complaining.
Oh.
Have you ever sat and just listened as someone complained?And complained and complained. You didn't say anything.
Yeah.
But you're really drained.
I think, I was thinking about this recently. I think one of the reasons that is so draining, and I think we all know people who complain, right? Or gossip. I think one of the reasons it's so draining is because we're always thinking, wait, what about what they're saying is okay? And when should I stop them from continuing? Because it's not a good conversation. And if you're constantly having to think about that,then it can take a lot of energy.
Exactly. Well, anyway, back to our lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I love tragedy, but you can't do it all the time. It's way too draining. This healthy attitude has resulted in parts such as Plumet, Beauty and the Beast's Feather Duster.
No, it is Plumet.
It is Plumet.
Yeah, and actually, Plumet. This is probably the role Plumet. That a lot of people know her as best. She was the voice of Plumet.In Beauty and the Beast. She's also scheduled to be in two sci-fi films, an adaptation of the classic novel A Wrinkle in Time. If you haven't read that book, it's a great book.
And J.J. Abrams produced God Particle. Based on her success so far, it seems that Mabathara should simply stay true to herself to reach even greater heights.
And if you're reaching greater heights or you're reaching great heights, that means you're accomplishing more or you're developing better. You're going to the next level.
And in my opinion, in order to reach greater heights, you must be willing to try again when you make a mistake.
And you must be willing to enjoy a review skit.
Oh, yes, a review skit. Yeah. Oh, what's her name?
Whose name?
You know, that rising star that keeps her message in mind.
An actress?
Yes, you know the one. She's not limited by age. She loved ballet and tap from the age of 4.
A lot of actors start young.
She was involved in choirs, in bands, and plays.
I still have no clue.
She played in Romeo and Juliet on the professional stage. She was in Hamlet on Broadway.
What else do you know about her?
She was winning nominations in her early 20s.
Who?
I'm trying to remember. She's the daughter of a black South African man and a white British woman.
So she's multiracial?
Yes. She says she feels as much white as she does black.
So she's not held back by skin color?
Absolutely not. She addresses issues of identity in her work.
Oh, I think I know. Was she in the film Belle?
Yes, that's her!
And she speaks out for women in the acting industry.
Yes, that's the one. She presents women as real and multidimensional.
Exactly. She loves serious drama with social themes.
Yes, but she has a healthy attitude. She takes on other parts as well.
Yes, she has her own voice. I know exactly who you're talking about.
So what's her name?
I know it, but I can't pronounce it.
Yes, that's the one.
Gugu Mbathara?
Something
like that.
So, Gabe, from today's lesson and yesterday, what did you learn about Gugu?
Well, I really like the fact that she values the comedic or the lighter side of life just as much as she does the more serious thing.
That she sees it equally as important.
Yeah.
Well, friends, what did you learn about Gugu? Talk about that in English. And we'll see you next time right here on
Studio the Classroom. Make sure you come back.
A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. Yours at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.